welcome everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Reggie Gentry Exchange. And today I am blessed to have someone join us in this exchange who I have known for the better part of my life.
Say that.
This young man hails from the great state of Mississippi. He is another kid from the SIP. We have been running together in the streets of Jackson.
And we would literally say running too. Running, playing, using dad's car to go to the library to do reports that we had to use the encyclopedia for, that everybody was trying to get the same encyclopedia to do the same references. I had it first. You can't get it. Yes. Only thing that's missing is I had to the back. That's about it. Since we've matured.
Yes.
What's going on, Reggie, my brother?
Hey, I am fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you, I would like to formally introduce my man, Kobe Wells. And I will say, before I allow him to introduce himself and we kind of get into the topic of today, Kobe and I, like I said, we've known each other for many, many, many decades. And we had an opportunity to have some recent conversations that I thought would be very informative as well as very beneficial to many of you out there. And you guys know I'm a health and wellness coach, and I live and breathe making sure that we all have more clarity so that we can make better decisions and get better results. And most oftentimes when we think about health and wellness, we tend to think about weight loss. We tend to think about fitness. We tend to think about nutrition, which is why I wanted to have this conversation today, because if you've listened to me, you hear me talk about the importance of us being able to recognize as well as mitigate stressors in our lives, because those stressors play a huge impact on our quality of life. And I'll just kind of pause there, but I wanted to set the stage of why I feel that this is a very important topic as it relates to life's stressors. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Kobe Wells, and I want to kind of bring you into the fold by asking a question that I often like to ask people. Mm-hmm. Kobe Wells, what is your why?
And even though I know that it's not a loaded question, it's as far as a why, because that why can take you from puberty to now, maybe even beyond, maybe to the grave as far as why, because we're going to never really get that. This is why I exist. This is what I do, or feel like we've actually gotten there based on your religious belief, based on the morals that you set up and standards that you set up for yourself, minus your religious belief. It's still like, okay, why am I doing what I'm doing at this moment? Let alone, this is my why, this is my purpose, to serve, to be a servant, servitude and love. That's the why. But how to do that and how to perform that and why am I doing a particular thing at a particular time is going to always evolve or revolve around that particular thing. My why in this particular state and time, and I like to reference something that my business partner said, and we'll get to that and what I actually do in a moment. But he is moved by, and he's a pastor of a church. He is moved by the seasons. What is the season that my God is saying? What is it calls for? Right now, it's this. And I'm working in that season. I'm doing everything he told me to do. Right now, the next time it's going to be this. And he can pivot just like the wind blows. Nobody knows. That's how the Lord described it. But you can pivot at a moment's time. My way at this particular time, which I feel like that I'm basically locked in for the rest of my life, unless the Lord says pivot again, it's the fact that finances has and is and always will be the cause of many people's downfall.
Mm.
of what they do, the success that they have and the success that they put themselves on a pedestal, or this is how I measure my success with how much finances, how much I can make in this quarter, how much I can gain, or how many sales I can get. You know, either way, it's still that particular thing tied in with finance. And what has caused me to leave my secure job for 12 years with UnitedHealthcare at the time, and a good position and savings and everything set up for me, is the fact that something profound happened in my life, and something, a life event, would say that to be an understatement. But father passed away and didn't have enough, I would say. He was a hard worker. Reggie, you know him. You know he was. Hard working, does everything, would do any and everything for his children, and would have four, five, six jobs if it has to, just to make those ends meet, just so my mom, BJ, wouldn't have to do anything as well, you know, and supported us all. But for that lack of knowledge and understanding, or how they thought at that particular time, was we got a little insurance, we should be good. Not so. Times change, finance, things change, and you have to got to go with those changes. So because of the fact that it put a lot of stress on my mom at the time, having to use some of her savings to pay for some of the funeral expenses, and us coming together as a family, which is what family does, to actually do some of those same things. We said, let's not get caught like that again. Let's not get caught with our proverbial pants down again. And then I saw more and more of the GoFundMe, and more of my friends passing away and not having things in place. This is making me sad, you know, to wherever it is emotional. You don't want to make a decision on emotions, but after that, I'm still feeling like, how come we don't know about these particular things? Why don't we know about these particular things? Who is educating us on what the basics of finances is, what the basics of a life insurance policy can do for us? And in this particular day and point in time, financial literacy is important, of utmost importance, for men, for children, youth, and women. So that's the why as far as now, and how that impacts and relates to so many people that I've been in touch with that do so many different things, starting with my brother here. I said, wow, this man is, yeah. And it was my wife that actually said, do you know what Rich is doing now? I said, no, I ain't hearing from my brother. What? And so she's the Facebook queen in the house. I'm not. And she was like, that brother, he's juicing this, that, doing whatever. He is bright. He's vibrant. I'm like, are you saying I'm not? What are you saying? But anyway, I said, I got to reach out to my brother and just connect and see how he's doing. So, and knowing what you're doing and saying, like, you know what? That's a big part of why I actually want to do certain things like that, to make sure. And it ties in with the health. We talked about that a little bit. It definitely ties in with not only with your physical and wellness, your whole well-being as a person, your holistic, your who. Love it. I love it.
So, man, first of all, thank you for, you know, allowing us into your world and sharing some of the things that I am aware of with your personal life, your dad. And if I'm taking the position of someone who is listening to this podcast, and you know, life is about stages. You know,
That's
we're
right.
born, we're babies, you blink your eye, you're teenagers, now you're in your 20s, you blink, you're in your 30s, and before you know it, you're 40s, 50s, 60s. So we've
Exactly.
got these different stages in life that we all hopefully will sort of migrate through. Can you kind of just give me an idea of what are the different services or offerings that you in particular would call out that maybe are important for maybe whatever phase you are, but if you think, hey, in today's world with the things that are going on, these are some of the services, these are some of the packages that someone needs to be aware of, because I'll be perfectly honest with you. I know my space, but sometimes we don't know what we don't know.
Right.
You know, and I heard you mention life insurance. I heard you mention some other financial opportunities, but for that person who maybe the only financial protection or information that I'm aware of is just term life insurance, you know, what should we be aware of as options for us to consider?
And I'm going to try. Thank you for that question, Reg. I'm going to try to the layman's term. And when you get to know me, and when you know me more, hear me speaking more, first of all, I get ahead of myself. I get to talking. I try to say what's in my mind. I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna forget this, so let me spit it out. And sometimes that's not a good thing to do. So I get to talking a little fast. Got to remember to eliminate, and it's a great book I'm reading, Eliminate That Need for Hurry. It's a great, I'm a reference it a couple of times probably, or at least let people know about this book. It is called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry by John Ortberg or John Mark Comer. I and my wife is reading it, and the daughter has it on her reading list, 11th grader going into 12th grade. So slowing down, making sure that you're not that rushed. But there are, in layman's terms, several financial tools and resources that we should be aware of and that we should be using. You will know and you will see, and if anybody doesn't tell you, life insurance is just the cornerstone, one piece of it. Term life, whole life. Both of them serve their purpose. Both of them can do many, many things. But you do have other things that you want to set up for, I would say, the developmental stages of life, I guess. Or if you're looking at my psychology background, Maslow's needs hierarchy, what is it that you need at the time? What type of protection? We look at it that way. What type of protection do you need now? What type of financial guidance or foundation do you need to set up so that you will be prepared for those stages of life in the future? And we're talking about simply a savings account, emergency savings, of course, you know, starting to say, you know what, and speaking to the financial stress, if I have a savings account, or emergency fund set up, something that's going to happen, that's going to happen to everybody, your AC is going to break down in the middle of July, which just did happen to me in the middle of July, man. I don't care if you got two units or three units, it's hot. So, yeah, something like that's going to happen. And, okay, yeah, I have a homeowner's warranty or whatever, but you still have to pay a fee for certain things. It's going to always be something that they're going to get you with. You still got to pay this, you know, even if it's the service fee. So having a savings fund, you know, whether you're a child starting it off early or if you're just in your mids, you know, your adult, have something set up like that. So you're talking about a savings fund. You're talking about not too early to plan for early retirement. Because people want to retire at 60, 65 these days. It is doable, but you have to have a plan set up in place before then. From that to final expense insurance, you know, to the end of life, to the things that you're going to be faced with, health disparities and certain things that are out of our control, like critical illnesses and stuff. You have something in place for that. And the one thing that is mostly forgotten about, again, development and stages, you're going to have an extended life event. Long-term care is forgotten about until we have to make a plan, until we have to say, okay, what are we going to do with mom? And if she has to go to hospital, if she has to be in a nursing home, if she doesn't, even if she wants to stay home and get taken care of, we can't stop our busy lives. That's another thing about eliminating hurry. We can't stop our busy lives to take care of that because we got so many other obligations. Okay. It's going to do me great to have an emergency fund in place so that I won't, oh, that happened. Oh, I don't have to stress. I got an emergency fund. How much is it going to cost and how much we got in our emergency fund? Mm-hmm. Long-term care. Looking at the cost of in Mississippi, how much of one bedroom, one private room, shared room, or otherwise costs, or for a home health nurse to come out to take care of mom or dad, it's going to be astronomical per month. What do you got in place for that? You know, are you going to work more hours? You know, more stress, more hours at work, burning both ends of the candles just to get that particular one bill covered. You know, people do it. That's some people's plan, you know, but you have so many things in place that you need to put in place, I'm sorry, so that you can actually be able to answer those or thwart those type of things that come about, or at least be able to answer the call, answer the bell when it does. So we're talking about emergency fund. We're talking about some type of savings. People like CDs, you know, people like high interest banks, which are really, that's an oxymoron in and of itself, but they do like higher interest savings accounts in banks. For whatever reason, they'll set up their savings there to pull a little bit from when they need it. And again, annuities is another thing, life insurance. So you got so many things and resources that I can tap on individually to say, this is when you need to do and what you need to do. But hopefully that answers your question as far as that goes.
It does. And I want to actually enjoy, you know, playing the role of someone listening. Because in actuality, you know, I'm listening. Mm-hmm. Because again, you don't know what you don't know. So I want to throw something at you. And I'm going to be fully transparent because I like doing that. Let's say I'm a 51-year-old person, because I am. I could be male or female. Mm-hmm. Let's say at this stage in life, let's say I'm behind on addressing these particular things, and I'm 51. If you had to have a conversation with me, again, male or female, 51, don't really have a lot of these tools in place, and you could share one or two things that I should focus on so that I can still have A, some quality of life, and B, not stress myself into having, you know, a real decline in health and wellness. What would you say to this 51-year-old person?
Don't go rob a bank. Don't go. This is how sip boys talk. Don't go sell drugs. Yeah. Don't get out there and work the streets. Don't work the blocks. All right. Mm-hmm. Have a plan. What is that plan? And what does it look like for you? It's going to always start with what? A budget. What's coming in and what's going out? That's just basically, if you don't have the basis of that.
Do I have to have a certain amount of money? What if my budget is, I got just a couple nickels in my pocket because I'm, you know,
trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. So it's going to be that. I got a couple of nickels. Let's start there. I'm just saying, this is
and typical. And you can.
And basic. You can is the message we were trying to say.
Okay.
But because of the fact that people do think that they have to have, and I'm not guilty of it, but I've seen it even with the companies that I represent. Mm-hmm. They will do a model, a 51-year-old male, average to good health, and they have $25,000 to $50,000 that they want to put into an annuity or something because they're behind on their, you know, starting their retirement planning and savings and stuff. They always do it for that particularly. They make it look good. Oh, if you got that, well, brother, I ain't got $50,000. Brother, I ain't got $2,000. What I got them two nickels. What we gonna do? Okay, fine. While you can't start an annuity with two nickels, you can, you know, start saving and start having a plan in place. Is the point. But making sure you understand, you got a job, of course, or you don't. But we want to say you got some type of income coming in. What is that income? All right. Now, what's your assets? Now, what's your liabilities? What's going out? What do you need to pay? You know, let's find out what that is first and then say, this is how much I can save. This is how much I can put towards this savings. The key thing is to start somewhere. Then you get matched.
Even if you're 51, two nickels, you can start somewhere.
Yes, start somewhere. But again, let's make sure we're more transparent than that. Two nickels is not going to buy you anything except for, you know.
Right.
I mean, I'm reminded of our old cartoon. You know, we watch Fat Albert sometime. He walked in, hey, Mudfoot. You know, what can we get for 63 cents? There's always Fat Albert and the gang always coming in there with 63 cents in that store asking Mudfoot for some candy. And you got a 63 cent. Brother, you got to have more money than that. You know, so anyway, yes, you got to have something to buy them. But two nickels, I got your reference. We're just playful banter with that. But it's definitely, the point is, you can start. You can start somewhere. I don't care if it's $50, $100 or whatever. We're either looking at, is it important for us? And our time horizon is really important too. Is it important for us to save on this particular end and save towards a particular goal or towards a particular thing? Or are we going to take the long run of way of doing them, the slow crawl and saying, let's just say we put aside and put this money somewhere that we know is going to do some good, which is life insurance, which is something that's going to get you covered, because you're going to have to go and face that. You're going to have to face having something to where you got to pay for that funeral. Or even if you're doing cremation, there's a cost to that. So don't you think you're just going to get out? Cremation is just cheaper. No, I got the rates on that as well. I can share it with you later on at a later time. But I do have the rates on what cremation looks like, around $7,000 in Mississippi alone. You know, if you do the cremation route, if you do a full burial, et cetera, with the casket, wood casket, et cetera, or metal, you're looking at that much, you know, 30 something. $10,000 is the minimum that they would say that you would have to have in place for that. If you talk about the full funeral service. Okay. So yes, you can start somewhere.
So a 51-year-old person who has not quite fully vested in can still get started. even yes. at that stage in life. So
yes,
and I want to reiterate that because I need
that's how folks. Old you are.
Yeah, that's how old I am. Plus,
me too.
I need people to really understand whether it is, you know, financial protection, whether it is something more health and wellness centric, nutrition, whatever.
Right.
The longest journey begins with the first step.
Absolutely.
And we tend to forecast way out across the horizon instead of just looking down at our feet saying, can I just take this first step?
Yes, take the first step. And most of the time, that first step is sad to say. We have so many lofty goals. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with saying I want to travel the world. I want to see this. Well, I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to make sure that everything is taken care of with my grants and, you know, live to see that and be able to provide for them when it's their birthday. I'm going to be the spoiler. But yeah, sad to say, you got to live within your means.
Okay.
So Mom said that all the time. Like, ugh, what do you mean? Man, I'm going to have me a car. I got the what? Porsche? We always wanted the Porsche Lamborghini. We ain't finna be able to get no Porsche Lamborghini. But we always wanted that. Come on now. You know, our cars, yeah, muscle car.
If you can't see it, you can't be it.
Yeah.
So let me flip the script. All right. Okay. So let's say I shave some time off of those 51 years. Let's say I chop that in half. Mm-hmm. Let's say I'm fresh out of college or mm-hmm. I'm in my early 20s.
Right.
And I put the same scenario out. Mm-hmm. I'm just getting started. Okay. I'm just getting going in my career. Maybe I just got my first job offer. I don't make a lot of money, but I'm young and I'll live forever. And
ain't nothing to happen to me. I'm going to be healthy.
Nothing's
going
to happen to me. What kind of conversation or what packages, what services would you advise that person? And I will say this before you respond.
Okay.
Not just addressing that younger me or that younger person, but as a parent who's got that younger person, what would you say to that person or say to that parent of that person to say, hey, these are the things I encourage you to explore.
Right. First of all, I would say, don't do like I did back then. And I was a good saver back then, Red. I would say my first job that I had out of, you know, 18, when I turned 16, I believe 15 to 16, I was working. But I would work to spend it. I would work to say, hey, I need this now. I need that now. Don't do what I did right now. You can, if I'm mature enough and I'm doing this and I'm in this financial atmosphere, you can do what I do now. You can emulate what I'm doing now. And these are the things because I went through them already. I used to hate that. I'm telling you for your own good because I already did this. It's true. I've done it. I don't want you to make that same mistake. I want you to make your mistakes, but this here, you don't have to. The road is out. If you go through that, you're going to fall off that cliff. I'm already done it. You don't need to do that. I promise you, it hurts like hell, so you don't need to do that. But listen, this is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to understand. And savings is one thing. They have tools to save. It's somewhat difficult for the millennials of the days to get that message. Well, Gen Z's more so to get that message of right now, this particular, don't look at it as life insurance or don't look at it as a permanent whole life. That's all you're saying. Well, I don't need this because I'm not going to die. It's a lot of myths out there too about that. Look at it as a savings or an investment tool. Even though we don't want to tie it in as investments, look at it as I'm putting aside now. Any 20-year-old, 24-year-old, 18-year-old can do that now once they turn adults, you know, into that particular point. We can do it for them before then, you know, and say, Howard, this is what we did. This is how we're doing. It's kind of like you're doing. After I get to a certain point, turn it over to you. It's up to you to do what you want to do with it, but I'm giving you that opportunity and I'm you can pattern yourself out of it. It's so many products out there. One in particular, if you're not doing a 529 plan for college or whatever, whole life is one of the ones that I would say you can start with. Gerber has a good message, you know, doing the grow up plan. I write for them as well. But for the most part, they're all pretty much the same with the typical standard. You can put into it. You can let that cash grow for you. And this is your saving. Fine. If you don't want to put it in the bank because the interest rates are so low, it's not going to do anything. A whole life policy is going to do much, 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 much and perform much better than any type of bank, any type of CD. Start young.
So
it there. $20,
$15.
Here you go.
I know we can't dive too deep into this.
I know
because
we can't.
So
I know.
Many things.
Ooh, it's so many, and I get so hyped talking about it. I'm like, ooh, yes.
But I want you to just restate that again because mm-hmm. that is something I know a lot of people aren't aware of. The majority aren't aware. You know, mm-hmm. when we think about investments, we think about stocks, mm-hmm. bonds. We think about our 401k.
Right.
We think about just our regular savings account. Mm-hmm. Can you just restate that piece about how whole life insurance, not that mm-hmm. I'm selling, I'm not an agent, broker, or anything. This is more about education. Can you just, in 2 seconds, restate what you said about how whole life insurance mm-hmm. can almost be leveraged, if not leveraged, like your own personal bank?
2 seconds. One, two. But cash value. Policies is what they call them because mm-hmm. that is what the intent is for, not only for protection, cash value, whole life, or permanent. Those are synonymous, all right, mm-hmm. with even final expense and policies for the elderly are whole life policies that accumulate cash, can be used as a tool, as a savings financial tool for you and actually to garner or build your own bank. I actually said that to a parent, hey, would you be thinking outside of the box? How about your would you be interested in your child starting their own bank? Huh? How'd they go on a bank? Okay, well, would you be interested in starting your own bank? You know, and we talked about the bank on whole life, you know. So I had to explain it to her, oh, you mean I can go and get money out of it? It's going to grow. Okay. All of that is applicable to you. You own it. It's a bank for you, and it's going to be doing – that's what banks are doing with the money that you put into them now. You're just mm-hmm. doing it yourself in your own bank. You're cutting out the middleman with a whole life policy. So – that's your savings to children. If you want to do start saving anywhere, put your pennies, your penny bank, piggy banks into your own policy and let that cash grow for you. And it is an asset. You got to try to go purchase a car your first time or credit card or house or home. They're going to ask you, what assets do you have? Mm-hmm. You can say, I got a whole life policy. Their eyes light up. Oh, you do? Oh, mm-hmm. okay. Well, great. Sometimes they'll ask how much is in it. Sometimes they'll ask what's the face value of it as well, you know, to determine something. Mm-hmm. But because you got that, it's an asset automatically. Automatically. Okay, how much is in it right now? Because you probably borrowed something from it, you know, but right. that value stays the same because you're going to put it back, you know,
right.
as time. So that is amazing. What I would, that and an annuity. People okay. are sleeping on annuities. Annuities is a great tool.
2 seconds. Okay. Explain annuity.
Okay, annuity is, and you hear the commercials, you know, I have an annuity, but I need cash now. Call JG Whitford. Oh, I'm plugging them. I'm sorry.
I was but about to say, they're not sponsors.
They're not, but either way, you're saying an annuity does this same thing. It locks in an interest rate, locks in your cash or a savings amount that you determine. $5,000, I'm going to put this here. I want to save this money for future purposes down the field. And while I'm saving it, it's accumulating cash. It's accumulating interest, the compound interest that can't be touched by tax. It's a tax deferred, can't be touched. And then once it grows to a certain amount, it's going to annuitize and I'm going to start drawing out that money. That's mm-hmm. basically it. It can be used as a retirement tool or it can be used as a grandparent saying, I'm going to start an annuity for my grandchild who's later on going to go to college, MSU or wherever. And then I'm going to give it to them and weekly, monthly payments is going to annuitize and they're going to be the annuity. It's going to pay out to them. They don't have to work. I want them to concentrate on their education and I'm going to let that annuity pay them. You know, so it's going to start paying out. So the annuities are a great supplement for retirement, or if you just want to say, I want to turn this 50,000 or this 2,000 into 10,000 in 5-6 years, you know, mm-hmm. that's what an annuity really is. Annuities have never had a bad rap. It's just like, hey, well, my money is locked in. It's not. They've changed so many times over the years to where you can have access to that money right then and there, just like your own bank. So wow. annuities and whole life, love them. That's
okay.
what I do.
So annuities and whole life are definitely two things, regardless of age, we should all be looking at.
Okay. Yes.
So as we kind of come to the end of this, I want to ask you to share with us in your years of experience, what would you say is the biggest myth? How would you debunk that biggest myth that you tend to hear people, clients, whatever, kind of throw at you often?
Have so many, Reggie. And we actually, and this is funny that you said that we did a seminar on what we call the 10 life insurance myths in the African American community.
Okay.
So while I can't just go to one particular one because all of them, like, wow, I've heard that before. Wow, I've heard that. Hey, yeah, that's it's one was, I don't want to profit from the death of my child, and I'm actually going to try to see if I can't pull that one up. But when we're talking about whole life insurance and saying, hey, take out a life insurance on your child, set them up for the future, they're always saying that. What we just talked about, life insurance is a bad investment, or I only want term insurance. That, that in and of itself, you've heard how some people say, buy term and invest the rest, forget about whole life. I don't know where they get that from. It's just ludicrous.
Because you'll get term for lower and you invest the rest, but how
Who
many
gonna
of
do
us
that?
would actually go through that extra step?
And that extra stuff. Who like? I got. Wait a minute. I got $50 left over from not paying into that whole life. Okay, I'm gonna do something else with that, man. Come on, man. It's
Exactly.
not gonna be put somewhere else like an annuity. That's the
Right.
idea. But hey, I have coverage through work. That's the one thing that I would run into a lot. I have coverage through work, and it's enough. So that's a quick. I can shut up someone that's trying to talk to me about having additional life insurance because I have coverage through work. And we talked about how that, before the call, how that pans out. Don't depend on your employer to determine your financial future and success as far as that goes.
Why?
He's going
Because
to
they
get,
may let you go.
they may let you go. You may want to quit.
Right.
You made me mad. Quit. Not thinking
Right.
about that, but okay. Well, this is what you, and it's a two-way thing. They're saying, hey, we got you here with a great benefit package that's going to include group term, life, disability, all that. And we're going to try to keep you here. But if you try to leave, you ain't get none of that. I'm just talking like I talk to you.
Right,
You're not getting any
right.
of that, sir. So it is not okay. It's not transferable. And you can't take it with you. So for
Okay.
that, I lose usually have to say your coverage through work isn't enough. And you're going to always have to have something else because once that goes, you're talking about what, $60,000 average of who makes what, 100,000? Let's go ahead and say you make $100,000 a year. Annually, typically, they're going to cover that one time your salary. Okay. One time is that you pass away, they're going to give your loved ones $100,000 to live off of. That's it. All right. So what do you plan on doing after that? After that 100,000 up, you're gonna come back to life and start back work? No, you can't. You're gone. So you're gonna have to have more in place besides that, for them to care, just so they can get their feet, man. So therefore, and then sometimes it's not in our cases, some people make, less than that, 50,000, 45,000. So you only promise one time, maybe two times your salary. Some companies will do two times your salary. But that is the biggest myth, and I have to try to overcome that by saying, giving that scenario, what'll happen if you leave? What'll happen if you get fired? Where's your insurance then? Oh
Right.
yeah, you're right. The only thing that they're going to even offer you is gap health insurance, which you know how much gap
Right.
insurance is, man. One other thing in our communities that I've heard, and I'm gonna read this one. My parents did not leave me anything, and I worked hard. My kids can make their own way. They are on their own. Come on. So yes, oftentimes people believe because their family didn't leave them anything, they shouldn't follow the same pattern. So that's what we're trying to break, that cycle,
Right.
that's going to deal with our financial stress, emotional, physical, and our whole well-being. Break that
Right.
cycle and leave something behind so that your children can do the same thing and emulate
So
that.
that
So
your children don't start at the same stress level that you're
yes.
leaving on.
Ah, I like how you put it, the stress level. Yeah, I'm passing the baton of stress, financial stress to you. You carry
Yes,
it on
on
and carry it
top
to your
of the
another generation.
stress that you may already have. And
Exactly.
I think, Kobe, as we kind of bring this to a close,
Okay.
a lot of people may wonder how is financial protection, a health and wellness topic? And as I share with people, there are internal and there are external stressors.
Right.
Internal stressors may be the things you eat. It could be illness. You've got exterior stresses, maybe traffic. Maybe your boss giving you this last minute assignment that's due in 15 minutes.
15, man. You better
Regardless
get.
of whether it is an internal stressor or an external stressor, the body understands it to be a stressor.
All the same.
And the body is going to respond to them in your words all the same.
Yes, indeed.
And whether it is you eating something that is not the best option for you, whether it is you, I didn't see it,
okay.
Whether it is you doing some level of activity that is putting your body at a disadvantage, or whether it's you having to deal with financial decisions or lack thereof.
Yes.
Your body only sees them as being the exact same. So that is why I wanted to, you and I just have just a little bit of a conversation to make people aware that your financial situation does impact your health and wellness.
It does.
Greatly. It does. And not only is it impacting you, but some of those decisions or lack thereof, as we just alluded to, you are now going to hand off to a loved one that is now going to impact them.
And that's not necessary, though, man. That's what we're saying. You got opportunities now, even at 51 with two nickels, to do something
right
about that. And it is like this conversation we're having. I believe it's so much important. Wish we had more time to really delve into it. Not the products, but just that topic of financial stress and how it is, how it does impact your house. Mm-hmm. Not only that, your emotional stress, your emotional levels, your again, your household. You know, it always says happy wife, happy life. But like, she's financially stressed and stressed out, looking for you to have some relief of that. And you're doing the same thing. You're financially stressed out because of this particular bill. You can be making whatever, however much money you make, but then you still have that. Something is not enough. Or we didn't do this. Or we didn't have this in place. Get those things in place now. And then again, we started talking about emergency funds. I think you should always have that. 3 to 6 times what your monthly whatever you need to pay your monthly bills anyway. Just have that, you know, in place.
And if you don't have that, take those two nickels and take that first deposit today.
Yeah, take that first deposit today in whatever bank you want to, but let's look at something that's gonna sustain, and that's something that's not gonna be affected by the ups and downs of, you know,
the market,
inflation, recession, the market, all of that. Yeah, let's do this the right way and do it safe. Let's do what we should have been done with our ancestors all along, which is putting aside, but definitely the financial stress. I love how you tie those in with all of that. And you know, my wife does the, she has her own counseling agency. So mental health is the important part of that. Because once that mental health goes, it's like, I can't do anything because I'm so focused on something else and the distractions that are there. Man, that's a powerful thing to not have your mental health intact and in place, and even talking to someone on a regular basis about some of the things that you're going through. Somebody that's going to not be just a sounding board, but someone that's going to actually give some good advice, you know, some good healthy advice for you to take.
So leaning into that as we wrap this up. So if I am someone who is listening to this and I want to be educated more, or I want to find somewhere to put those two nickels, or I want to look at something for my 21-year-old, my just born-year-old. What are your recommendations on next steps for anyone who's trying to get a little more knowledge?
Well, I would can easily say, come to me. Oh, you that laboring heavy lady, and I give you some rest. I give you some financial rest. But no, whoever that person, whoever that looks like to you, whether that's your parents, someone, financial, not necessarily a financial advisor, but a financial planner, someone that actually is a professional in knowing these things, go to someone that can actually give you some good resources and some help and some guidance. Again, I'm saying that I can do that. I and my partner are licensed in several states. I can give you that website if you don't mind.
It will be provided in the notes of this podcast. So that will occur.
That as well. And then just get as much education as you can. Attend podcasts like this. You know, it's not too, I know I'm not too asking too much for someone to take maybe 10, 15 minutes of their time to get educated on a well, I say well-educated podcast or a website that actually can give you some more resource and pointers for free, you know, that doesn't cost you a thing. Be on the lookout for those types of websites also. You know, you got to pay to get into this. No, you shouldn't, unless you're at a seminar that's being broadcast live and saying, hey, this costs $10 per seat. That's fine. But talk to people like my boy here. Talk to, see what he, I mean, join these podcasts, you know, join the conversation, get into it, you know, you'll be surprised with what else you find, you know, and right. some other knowledge that you can gain, but educate yourself, you know, and I'm not, like I say, we're not plugging different websites, but do that. Again, we're talking about final expense policies, child policies, but financial literacy is really important these days. And it applies to everybody, including the youth, because they go through a lot of stress. College, you know, all kind of dues. If you pledge in a fraternity, whatever, you got money for that. It's just a lot, you know, and trying to keep the social status quo yourself that you came from high school to college with. It's, they have a lot of stress too, financial stress as well. The youth does.
And there are ways for us to become more knowledgeable,
yes,
so that we can better manage that stress, if not completely eliminate it. So, Kobe Wells,
my Reggie man, Gentry, RG,
I thank you for making the time out of your busy schedule to join me. I thank you for sharing your insights, your experiences with all of those who are out there listening. Appreciate you. Tell your mom I said hello.
I will
a big kiss for me and
invite me back, brother. We can talk about other things too,
we will do this, because we just literally just pulled back a half of a
that's
layer
it.
Of this onion. So
that is it, man. Hopefully there's enough to get people
if you guys listening to this would just let me know if this is something of interest and you want more information, so I can bring this young man back and
yes indeed
and share more. So if there are any specifics that you guys want him to touch on, respond to me.
Respond
on the podcast and let us know, because that is what this exchange is about. It's about bringing you more clarity so that you can make more traction, and traction being taking responsibility and taking action, because this information means nothing if you're not taking action.
Exactly.
So thank you, my brother. I truly appreciate this. And I thank you all for chiming in and listening. Like this, follow us. I'm going to have Kobe's information.
Yes.
I really encourage each and every one of you who is that 51 year old or whatever age you are, and you don't quite have
60.
Things worked out.
Yes, yes.
Talk to a trusted source so that you can have more knowledge. That is how you make better decisions. So
exactly. Some of them have
guys.
Some of them have those the policies in place already. Talk to your agent and see what they say, you know.
Exactly.
As far as that goes.
Exactly. And thank you for pointing that out. But thank you, my brother. Thank you all for listening. And until next time, be awesome out there.
Yes, sir. Peace. Take care, Red. All right, brother.